government. And so we still have that ability to pressure these people. So they're carrying the water for the conservatives. And because at the end of the day, Pierre Poilievre cannot acknowledge the sustainable development agenda because he understands that his party is responsible for committing us to this agenda. It was Mulroney in 92. It was Harper in 2008 that created the first law governing sustainability in Canada. And then he signed on to the latest incarnation of this agenda, Agenda 2030, September 27th, 2015. And immediately, a month later, Justin Trudeau was elected. After 4 days of being elected, he was interviewed by the New York Times, referred to our nation as the first post-national state and a country without a core identity. That right on the heels of Harper signing and committing to this Agenda 2030 and the 17 goals. Everything Trudeau has put forward and implemented since that day in the form of bill, in the form of OICs, order in council, and in the form of government policy has been in compliance with that agenda, everything. And so we need to understand that. And this is why the conservatives, why Pierre Poilievre, when asked, will feign ignorance and will say nothing, just like Scott Moe does in Calvington or Assiniboine at a town hall, where the people asked him what his position was on the sustainable development agenda. He gave the same answer that Pierre Poilievre did. Feigned ignorance, doesn't know anything about it, which is complete hogwash. Because if you look at the Saskatchewan narrative, the government narrative that they put out, it almost always contains the word sustainability in it. and all of their policy is in compliance with this agenda. So they carry the water for the conservatives. They're all in it together. And